I gotta say, you know, I'm being a little too chipper considering what I've just gone through. My wife is here in the studio. Hello, Mishna Wolf, comedian Mishna Wolf.
Hi.
Who I don't always say is my wife because she doesn't like it. How are you?
I'm good.
You're a comedian. But I got a question for you, baby. Went out there, out where your bag is, okay? And I guess you were in the bathroom. I'm not sure, you know, where you were. But there's your backpack, that Goliath backpack that you carry. And I see the mail in there. So I take out the mail to see if I got any mail. And there's literally 8 envelopes that apparently have been returned to our address, addressed to the Jiffy Lube on La Brea.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, no, I'm going to open one because I imagine it's about money. How much money did I lose on this? Do you want to do it? Here, why don't you do it, and why don't you tell me what is in the envelope and share it with the people. If we're going to take – this might be good radio. I don't know, but let's try and resolve something. What's in that envelope? What are you holding? What is that?
It's a letter.
It's a letter to Jiffy Lube? Is it about money? Did you lose money? Where's my
– It's not a money letter so much to Jiffy Lube. It's a letter – actually, I wrote.
Do you want to get on with it and read it and maybe fill me in and my listeners as to
you know what
that...
You don't want to hear this, Mark.
Why don't you just read the letter, Mishna?
Dear handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube, you don't have to put a protective cover over the seat before you move my car over the pit. Unlike those uppity women in Brentwood, I don't hate the smell of your swarthy hair products.
What the hell is this?
I can stop.
Go.
I feel really bad you had to sully your bulging, manly hands today, changing my oil because I still don't know how. If I could, I'd buy you your own Jiffy Lube where you don't even have to work and you could just run your fingers through your hair all day. I mean, you'd still have to change my oil because I don't know how. But other than that, you'd be free. Anyways, I'm not going to make a crappy lube joke here. I just want you to know that I appreciate all that you are doing. And I know I'm a married woman, but you are singularly the best thing ever to come out of Jiffy Lube. Stay golden, Jiffy Man.
Well, that's just great. So now, what, you're having an affair with the... I'm going to open the other one. Here, why don't you read this one? What do we got with this one? The same. You didn't even get the address.
Dear
right here.
Handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube.
This is number 2.
Yes.
Great. Where's this going? I'm glad I had to do this. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm back. I know it's only been 1,800 miles since my last oil change, but I had to see you again. You don't know what I had to do to get Bay 1. I had to request Bay 1. But that's not the point. The point is I spent an hour in the waiting room with 2 white hip-hop girls, hoping for a moment with you. I just had to see if what I felt was real. I felt we had a moment there when I was here last month, and you were showing me how dirty my air filter was. I know that that was the only way you could tell me you saw me, too, because I know that my air filter isn't dirty. And I've been thinking about it ever since. Anyways, if you want me to, just give me a sign. You know, I'm sorry again you had to sully your perfect... manly hands with changing my oil. I would do it for you, but I still don't know how. And even if I could, I think people might start to talk, so better not, huh?
And now he folds up for your convenience, Mark Maron.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much. Hello, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor. Lurking conservatives, if you don't know by now, prions are from outer space. That's what I got to say. I'm sorry I cut my wife off at the end of the last hour. I got lost. I was seething. I'm sitting here with 8 letters, returned letters, that she sent to a Jiffy Lube on La Brea that apparently she didn't get the address right. 8 letters, 2 of which she read, that she's having some sort of flirtation or obsession, I'm not clear, with a Hispanic man in Bay 1, apparently. So now I got this other letter I just read on the break. Why don't we just continue this, Mishna? I think it's really working for me.
See, I don't understand why you want to do this to yourself.
Look, man, honey, I
can read the letter. I just don't understand why you want to keep doing it to yourself.
Because I think it's important. I think it's important that this to me is good radio. This is what people do on radio. And, you know, if you've got this thing, we're going to play this out. Clearly, it didn't get to the guy. I don't know how far this has gone. But why don't you just read another one, and then in a minute, we'll bring Cut the Crap with Clam in, because apparently I'm going to need a little motivation.
Dear handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube, I'm really getting frustrated here.
Oh, great.
Last week you said I needed new wiper blades, which I knew meant you wanted to see me again because my wiper blades are like brand new. So I came back for my new wiper blades and you went on break. If you're playing games with me, I want you to know that I can play games too.
This is hard.
Not to quote a song, but game is my middle name.
You don't even talk to me like this. This is crap. I you know what? Why don't you go? I'm not going to just send you out.
Wait. Let me finish the letter. Because this is where it gets good.
Great.
But I really thought we were past that, you and I. And I went ahead and made myself too vulnerable to your Latino charms. You have me in your hechizo. Did I say that right? I'm trying to learn your language. It makes me feel close to you, the girl from Bay One.
I can't deal with this. You know what? Why don't you just get out of here for a minute?
See, that's why you shouldn't look through people's stuff.
Look through your stuff. It was returned in the mailbox. Send Clam in because I need help.
Okay.
Would you? Unbelievable. I'm going to do some jokes to try and break this thing up, and then maybe we'll read a few more of these terrific letters in a little while. Yeah, just pull it. It's a door. All right. A lot happened in the world today, and we want to make sure you're caught up on current events before you go to bed. So here's tonight's edition of Mark Maron's Short Order News. We can do that? No? Yay! A Kaiser Permanente hospital in Bellflower is under investigation for allegedly dumping elderly and homeless patients on Skid Row. Skid Row lead singer Sebastian Bach said, "We just give him a cowbell and let him start kicking out the jams. No big whoop." After stopping a driver for speeding in a Los Angeles suburb, authorities found a homemade bomb in the backseat of his car. In the man's favor, he did explain he was late for a taping of Entertainment Tonight. A new study reports that California sends the second smallest percentage of high school seniors to four-year colleges. There were more figures in the report. However, the ink was smeared by some drool of a nearby Army recruiter. And that's Mark Maron's Short Order News for tonight. I am sorry if I was mean to my wife, but I mean that's kind of hard to hear. Am I wrong? Am I wrong, James?
You know, I was really just kind of titillated by the whole thing. To tell you the truth.
Great. Whose side are you on? Are we building a relationship, or are you titillated?
Man, I got similar letters from her like a month ago.
Oh, great. Well, you know, I was with Heather in Phoenix, so deal with it.
Yeah, I know about that. I got the pictures.
Oh, Mr. Open-minded, huh?
Yeah,
you're a swinger,
sure
huh?
I am.
Yeah. Oh, good for you, swinger vegetarian guy.